Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. President Biden has told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he now expects a significant de-escalation of Israeli attacks on Palestinian positions in the Gaza Strip beginning as soon as today. From FSN's Washington Bureau, Nick Harper reports.
It's the fourth time President Joe Biden has spoken to Benjamin Netanyahu since the conflict began a week and a half ago. He told the Israeli Prime Minister he expected a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire. The White House says it is working towards a de-escalation with behind-the-scenes diplomacy. But President Biden has been criticised by members of his own party for not standing up to Israel and for not doing more to help uphold human rights in Gaza, where more than 200 Palestinians have been killed. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
The British government is under mounting pressure over what critics claim is confusion about new COVID-19 international travel rules. Trips to countries rated as green and amber on the UK's traffic light system became legal on Monday, but it's not as simple as that, as FSN's Ollie Barrett reports from our London bureau.
British travellers have been flocking to Portugal in their thousands since Monday, one of the 12 green-listed destinations, and on their return to the UK, they won't need to quarantine. But one government minister this week suggested people could visit friends and family in amber locations, although he was then contradicted by the Prime Minister. Then a health minister urged people not to holiday abroad at all this year. That is not the government position, but Boris Johnson now says people should only visit amber locations for essential reasons.
We will enforce the 10-day quarantine period. If you break the rules, you face very substantial fines.
Meanwhile, the government's facing ongoing questions about why it didn't red list India earlier than it did last month, particularly amid concerns about a COVID-19 variant first discovered there. Ollie Barrett, London.
Cafes and restaurants across France have reopened their outside areas as a host of other hospitality and non-essential businesses were also given clearance to reopen. They've been closed for more than 6 months. From FSN's Paris Bureau, Ross Cullen reports.
French President Emmanuel Macron was joined by the Prime Minister on Wednesday morning at a cafe near the Élysée Palace as he enjoyed the chance to have a cup of coffee sitting down outside on a terrace. This has not been possible for the last 6 months, but the government has now eased restrictions on the culture and hospitality sectors. It's also pushed back the nightly curfew to start at 9 p.m. local time instead of 7 p.m. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Former US President Donald Trump's legal jeopardy appears to be deepening. New York's Attorney General is joining forces with a criminal probe of the Trump Organization by Manhattan's District Attorney. Both offices have been conducting separate investigations for more than a year. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the actor, writer, and TV host Stanley Tucci on what it's been like rediscovering Italy. His travel and cooking series, Searching for Italy, has been one of the unexpected hits of the last year, with Americans in lockdown living vicariously through his journey, chronicled on the news channel CNN. His American family has their roots in Calabria, and he says filming the series, he's learnt so much more about the extraordinary diversity within the country.
If you go to Milan and then you go down to Sicily, it's a different country. And this is the thing that people don't really understand, that Italy isn't just pasta and wine and everybody smiling and, you know, drinking limoncello. It's not like that. I mean, there are parts of it that are like that, but a lot of it, it's an incredibly poor country still. The issues in Africa and the Middle East have made Italy the first stop for people escaping, you know, the horrors of Syria. And we went to Lampedusa, which is an island off the coast of Sicily, which was awarded a Nobel Prize because they have taken in so many immigrants, because it's completely changing the face of Italy.
Stanley Tucci, his memoir Taste, My Life Through Food is coming out this October, and a second season of Searching for Italy is now in production for CNN. The main news again. President Biden has told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu he expects a significant de-escalation of Israeli attacks on Palestinian positions beginning as soon as today. The British government's under mounting pressure over what critics claim is confusion about new COVID-19 international travel rules. And former President Donald Trump is in more legal jeopardy after two separate probes of his business empire joined forces in New York. And that is the latest feature story news. Simon Marks reporting.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.